Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau scoops it up and throws to first, with August covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Molitor. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sviem moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to long covering. Safe. Sviem scores. Robideau moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robideau moves to third. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique strikes out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off long, and towards Manrique, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sviam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robidoux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robidoux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive beyond second. Manrique can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robidoux moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robideau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sviem is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Robideau is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Pasqua moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robideau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Leonard is hit by the pitch. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gantner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing center field. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Horton now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Horton fields it and throws to first for the out. Braggs moves to second. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Braggs scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robideau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robideau strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor is walked intentionally. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Horton. Sviam moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sviam scores. Molitor scores. It's 7-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Darrell Hamilton pinch runs for Robin Yount. Jeff Bittiger now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing center field. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robideau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. 2 outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 0 for 3 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.